Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Welcome, Foreign Policy Development. You may have remembered on our show, pointed out that Iran was sending several ships out into the Atlantic, down around Africa. They won't let them through the Suez Canal, down around Africa. And they were going to dock in Venezuela, bringing arms, an arms transfer, including missiles. It's a diplomatic emergency. We could not permit that. We cannot permit Middle Eastern nations like that shipping arms into South America. One of the things, obviously, we could do is just sink them. But that's an act of war. We don't want to do that at this point. It's not necessary. So Biden, and this shows his experience. This is why you need somebody experienced in foreign policy. Biden, who'd been the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate for a long time, vice president for 8 years, been in the Senate since he was elected in 1972. He engaged in very intense diplomacy with our South American allies, many of them, Venezuela right now, at one time the wealthiest country in South America, the wealthiest. They have great oil reserves, by the way. The wealthiest, and then they went hardcore socialist, and not just socialist in the sense that Denmark and Sweden are. I'm talking about hardcore Cuba-type socialism. People are killed. It's an autocratic government. Common supplies are missing, medical supplies, food, all because they let a strong man take over the country. So they weren't going to cooperate with us, and I don't know exactly what Biden did, what magic he did, I assume, that he called in the ambassadors to adjacent countries and had to our Secretary of State and said, here's the deal. This is what you're going to do. You like the subsidies we give your countries? You like trading with the United States? We don't need your stuff. We can get it somewhere else. This is what we need you to do. And that's an easy one. Nobody in South America gives a rat's patoot about Iran. Well, it was announced yesterday. And this is sad, by the way. Iran had boasted that this is the first time an Iranian ship had ever gone into the Atlantic. Are you kidding me? Iran used to be called Persia. They changed it to Iran simply because they think they're Aryans. Believe it or not, they think they're Aryans. So they changed the name of their country to Aryan, Iran. And you think, okay, you have a navy. You think you're a big shot. You can't figure out how to get in the Atlantic. I mean, you know, in the Navy, when I deployed to the Med at one point, for a tour, everybody's in the Atlantic. It's a great ocean. Why? What's the big deal about the Atlantic? But they boasted about it. Very, very sad. Anyway, yesterday they announced that those ships are heading north. They're not heading west to South America. They're off the African coast. They're off the West African coast. They're heading north. And our intelligence agencies speculate that they're going to go up, go through the Straits of Gibraltar into the Mediterranean, go to Syria, and then do some fake ops, operations with the Ruskies. Now, the Ruskies themselves are pathetic. They have one aircraft carrier. Doesn't work. They can't launch ships out of it because they don't have the money to repair it. I'm not kidding. This is Russia. Plus, they don't have the know-how. You know, try taking off and landing on an aircraft carrier in a storm in the middle of the night. Try that. It's one of the most dangerous things you can do in the military. They can't even do it calm weather and daylight. You know what they do? They send their aircraft carrier to Syria, and then they offload the planes and do ops out of Syrian airfields. Then when it's time to go back to Russia, they blow them back on. Pathetic. They are pathetic. One point, one of their ships, their water system broke that purifies water for drinking. Their sailors had no water. The American Navy supplied them with water. That's how pathetic they are. Well, the Iranians are even more pathetic. Oh, look at this, the Atlantic. We've heard of this. Oh, you have. You've heard of it, have you? In 2021, you finally heard about it? Anyway, they're heading north through the Straits of Gibraltar, it looks like, to Syria. Then they will pretend to do ops. Now, why with the Russians? Very complicated in Syria. It's all religious over there. Assad, the head guy, is an Alawite. An Alawite is sort of the left of Islam. He associates with the Shiites. Iran is the only Shiite nation. The Shiites are only 10% of Muslims in the world. 90% are Sunnis. They hate each other. They kill each other. They do kill each other. So all that's going on is Russia has allied itself with Assad and Alawite and Iran, the Shiites, and Europe and everybody else has allied with the resistance, who are Sunnis. Now, that ain't great. That ain't great. Sunni Wahhabism is the terrorism that swept through Europe. Turkey, of course, is a Sunni country. It's opposed to Assad. It's all very complicated. Biden understands it. Several years ago, he said, look, we should recarve up the Middle East and have it by religion and the Muslim countries. Sunni, you know, let make Iraq a Sunni country, Iran a Sunni country, which it is, a Shiite country, and then the Sunnis elsewhere, and everybody laughed at him. Well, they're not laughing at him now. Anyway, this pathetic set two ships are going to go north into the Med. They're going to dock in Syria, and then they are going to do ops. What does that mean? Well, they're not going to do a lot of ops in the Med because the Sixth Fleet is in the Med, our fleet. I was assigned to, our ship was deployed to the Sixth Fleet at one point. They're not going to do very much other than pose for holy pictures. On a clear day, stand on the deck and take selfies of themselves. That's all they're going to do. Now, they may offload. Maybe they have so-called Iranian Marines who will march around. Pathetic. Then they will march and sail back to Iran and say they've been in the Atlantic. This is all due to Joe Biden. All due to Joe Biden. If Trump had been president, wouldn't have a clue what to do, wouldn't have done anything militarily, and they would have offloaded weapons into Venezuela. You need somebody experienced, and that's what we got with Joe Biden. Very, very good. Very, very good. New development in hacking. Everybody knows about the Ruskies, the Russians. You know, they hack into Colonial Pipeline with, you know, the dark side, supposedly independent of the Russian military hacking group. That's baloney. Nothing happens over there without Putin's approval and instigation. Putin put out word they can hack anybody they want as long as it's not a Russian ally. If that happened, they'd be killed. So with his approval, they hacked Colonial Pipeline. They hacked our meat packer. They hacked the 2016 elections. That came right from the successor to the KGB, 2020 elections. So everybody goes, oh, yeah, the Russians are hackers. They are hackers. They are hackers. Biden shut them down. Biden said, you know, we have much more hacking capability than you do, and it sure would be a shame if your oil pipelines from Siberia, which carry oil and natural gas. Oil and natural gas is over 50% of your government revenues. It's over a third of your GDP. Sure be a shame if that got shut down. And if that got shut down in a way that your clumsy computer experts don't know how to repair it, and you have to come on your knees begging me how to do it, okay? We don't want to have to do that. And Putin's lips quivered, his sneaky little porcine eyes quivered, and he took care of that. It turns out Chinese hackers are at work in this country. Chinese hackers. They hacked into Verizon. They hacked into our country's largest water agency, and they hacked into the New York City subway system. They sneak in and attack wherever they can, dozens of others. And they use a system called Pulse Consent Secure. And what that is, supposedly is a way to make your system more secure. And they sneak in, you know, and they send in some kind of virus that pretends it's something else. And then they hack. The Chinese are doing that right now. Now, the Chinese are even less knowledgeable about hacking than the Ruskies. So there's a lot of things we could do. There's a lot of things we could do that would shut down China's economy. The question is, do we want this? And the answer is, of course, we don't want it. What we want is China to come correct with some respect. China must come correct with some respect. And so right now, there are diplomatic negotiations going on, pointing out, and they lie. All these people lie. The Chinese lie. The Russians lie. We had nothing to do with it. What a surprise. We don't even know who did it. We'd like to punish them, but just don't know who did it. They're all lying. So, but you can say, all right, that may be true. But you know what's sad is we're going to assume that you did that, even though you deny it. And we will retaliate against you, not them. That's what's so sad about this. So those negotiations, I'm assuming, are underway. I haven't seen publicity on them. But you cannot have Chinese hackers hacking into Verizon, water agencies, water supply, subway systems. If they shut down the New York City subway system, that would cripple the economy in New York. Cripple the economy in New York. But so the next time you hear about the Ruskies hacking in, yes, they did. And I'm pretty confident that Joe Biden shut them down. The Chinese are doing it. The Iranians have also tried to do it, but they're pathetic. But the Chinese have more resources and they're more people. 1.5 billion Chinese, 1.5 billion, only about 340 million of us. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. That can happen. That did happen. Okay, one other development, and while we're on foreign policy, I'm very pleased to announce Joe Biden and Recep Erdogan, president of Turkey, met one-on-one during the NATO conference. Believe it or not, Turkey's part of NATO. Turkey's part of NATO. They routinely insult and attack NATO. They routinely insult and attack Europe. They're part of NATO. And it's good that they are, because we need that flank protected against Russia. And some good things have happened. Erdogan has now agreed that he will provide Turkish troops to administer and protect the Kabul, Afghanistan airport. Now, why should you care about that? Why should I care about that? It's in Afghanistan, and our troops are withdrawing, and our NATO allies want us to go a little slow because their troops are at risk coming out too. By putting Turkish troops in there who are Sunni Muslims like the Taliban, they're going to be much more reluctant, and they're going to have much fewer ideological beefs to go against them, and they can secure that airport and hopefully keep Afghanistan out of Taliban hands. They're all Sunni Muslims, but the Taliban are primitive. They're like thousands of years ago. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.